You are looking at the spec sheet for this airplane, and the numbers make sense. 6 passengers, 1,700 nautical miles, max cruise around 330. Solid. Competitive, a clean single-engine turboprop in the mold that Pilatus and Daher have owned for years. But then you look at the engine, and that is where the Beechcraft Denali stops being an incremental airplane and starts being something genuinely new. I'm Vector, this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and today, we are going to break down an engine that has no precedent in its class, bolted to an airframe that Textron hopes will finally crack the high-performance turboprop market wide open. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you have hit a milestone in your flying career, first solo, instrument rating, ATP, whatever checkpoint matters to you, they make Aviation Challenge coins that mark the moment properly. Beautifully crafted, built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, the Beechcraft Denali. Let's start with context, because you cannot understand this airplane without understanding the gap it is trying to fill. For decades, the single-engine turboprop market above the King Air category has been dominated by two airplanes, the Pilatus PC-12 and the Daher TBM family. Both are exceptional aircraft. The PC-12 is the Swiss Army knife, a big cabin, long legs, dirt strip capable. The TBM 960 is the speed demon, the fastest certified single-engine turboprop flying, pushing 330 true at flight level 310. Textron Aviation has been watching this market from the outside for years. They had the Beechcraft King Airline, which is twin-engine, and they had the Piston Bonanza. But that sweet spot in the middle, a pressurized single turboprop with serious range and speed, they did not have an entry. The Denali is their answer, and when Textron sat down to design it, they made a decision that changed the trajectory of the program. They did not go shopping for an existing engine. They went to GE Aerospace and said, "Build us a new one." That engine is the catalyst, and it deserves its own conversation before we even talk about the airframe. The catalyst is the first clean-sheet turboprop engine designed from the ground up in over 30 years. Think about that for a moment. The Pratt & Whitney Canada PT6A, which powers the PC-12 and dozens of other turboprop aircraft, traces its lineage back to the 1960s. It has been refined, improved, and iterated through hundreds of variants, and it is a magnificent engine, but its fundamental architecture was designed when engineers used slide rules and drafting tables. The Catalyst was born in the digital age. GE Aerospace designed this engine using advanced computational modeling from the start. But here's what most people miss. It is not just that they designed it with computers, it is that they built it with additive manufacturing, 3D printing, and not for prototyping. For production, let's break this down. A conventional turboprop engine in this class has roughly 850 individual parts that need to be cast, machined, assembled, inspected, and connected. The Catalyst has about half that, around 400 parts. GE achieved this reduction by printing complex components as single integrated pieces that would previously have been assemblies of dozens of separate parts. The turbine exhaust case, for example. In a traditional engine, that is an assembly of many individual components, each welded or bolted to the next. In the Catalyst, it comes out of the printer as one piece. Fewer joints means fewer potential failure points. Fewer parts means less weight. Less weight means better performance or more payload or more fuel, and in aviation, all three of those matter. The engine is rated at 1,300 shaft horsepower. That puts it right in the competitive zone with the PT6A-67P that powers the PC-12 NGS. But the Catalyst does it with a full authority digital engine control from day one. FA deck, a single power lever. You push it forward, you go faster. The engine management system handles everything else: fuel scheduling, prop governing, temperature limiting, automatic start sequencing. If you have flown a FADEC-equipped turboprop, you know what a difference this makes. If you have not, imagine going from a carburetor to fuel injection, but for the entire engine management philosophy. Now, GE claims the Catalyst will deliver up to 20% better fuel consumption compared to equivalent engines in its class. That is a big number, and I want to be honest about it. That number comes from GE's own data, and the real-world performance in the Denali airframe is something we will only truly know once operators start putting hours on it. Engine manufacturers are not in the habit of underselling their products, but even if the real improvement is 15%, that is significant. On a 1,700 nautical mile mission, that could mean hundreds of pounds less fuel burned, which translates directly to operating cost savings that add up fast over the life of the airframe. The other piece of the Catalyst story that matters is the maintenance philosophy. GE designed this engine with a modular architecture intended to reduce maintenance time and cost. Components are grouped into modules that can be swapped without pulling the entire engine apart. And because additive manufacturing reduces part count, there are simply fewer things to inspect, fewer things to replace, and fewer things to go wrong. GE has also built a digital ecosystem around this engine. The Catalyst has an integrated data system that monitors engine health in real time and feeds that information to maintenance teams on the ground. Predictive maintenance. The engine tells you what it needs before it needs it. This is not new in the airline world. Big turbofans have had this for years. But bringing it to a general aviation turboprop at this price point is meaningful. All right, let's talk about the airplane wrapped around this engine. The Denali airframe is a clean sheet design, which in Textron's world is notable because they could have tried to stretch or modify an existing platform. They did not. The fuselage is a flat floor cabin with a 54-inch width. That is competitive with the PC-12, though the PC-12's cabin is still larger overall. You get seating for up to 6 passengers in the standard configuration, or you can set it up for cargo. There is a large cargo door option which Textron clearly included with an eye on the utility market that Pilatus has owned. The wing is interesting. It is engineered for high cruise speeds while maintaining good low-speed handling. The Denali is designed to operate from shorter fields than you might expect for an airplane of this size. Textron has talked about landing distances under 2,700 feet, which, if it holds in certification, puts a lot of backcountry strips and smaller regional airports within reach. The cockpit is built around the Garmin G3000 NXi integrated flight deck, touchscreen controllers, synthetic vision standard, all the modern Garmin amenities that have become the benchmark in this segment. If you have flown any recent Garmin panel, the transition to the Denali cockpit should feel intuitive. Textron also spec'd the airplane with GFC 700 autopilot integration and an auto throttle, which is a nice touch for single-pilot IFR operations. Pressurization is rated to a differential of 6.6 PSI, which gives you a cabin altitude of around 6,200 feet at the airplane's max operating altitude of flight level 310. That is livable, not quite as good as the TBM-960. Which has a slightly better cabin altitude at its max ceiling, but perfectly comfortable for the mission profiles this airplane is designed to fly. Now, let me give you the honest assessment, because this is where things get complicated. The Denali program has been delayed, significantly. Textron originally announced this airplane in 2016 at EAA AirVenture. They projected first delivery around 2020. As I record this in 2026, the airplane is still in flight test. There have been multiple schedule slips, driven in large part by the engine certification. The Catalyst is a clean sheet engine, and clean sheet engines take time to certify. GE has been running the Catalyst through an extensive test campaign, both on the ground and in the air on the Denali and on a modified King Air testbed. And the path to certification has been longer than anyone initially projected. This is not unusual for a brand new engine design. History is littered with turboprop and turbofan programs that took longer than planned. The LEAP engine that powers the Boeing 737 MAX and Airbus A320neo family ran behind schedule. The Pratt and Whitney geared turbofan had its own extended development timeline. New engines are hard, but for customers who put deposits down years ago expecting deliveries by now, the wait has been frustrating. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the competitive landscape. The PC-12 NGS has been in production for years. It is a known quantity. Operators have millions of hours of fleet experience with the PT-6A engine family. The TBM-960 is similarly proven. The Denali is asking buyers to bet on a brand new airframe and a brand new engine simultaneously. That is a bigger ask than betting on a new airframe with a proven engine or a proven airframe with a new engine. It is both at once. Here's what most people miss, though. The risk profile changes depending on who you are. If you're an owner-operator buying your first turboprop and you need it next year, the Denali is not your airplane yet. Buy the PC-12 or the TBM and fly it now. But if you're a fleet operator or a forward-thinking owner who is looking at the next 15 to 20 years, the Catalyst engine's digital architecture, lower part count, and potential fuel savings represent a genuinely different value proposition. The operating economics of a turboprop are dominated by fuel and maintenance. If the Catalyst delivers even most of what GE promises on both fronts, the total cost of ownership over a 15-year span could be materially better than the competition. Textron has also priced the Denali aggressively. They have indicated a target price point below the PC-12, which, if it holds at delivery, gives the Denali a significant acquisition cost advantage. Combine a lower purchase price with lower operating costs, and you have an airplane that could shift the market. But, and this is critical, none of that matters until the airplane is certified, delivered, and operating in the real world. Promise is not performance. A spec sheet is not an operator survey with 5,000 hours of fleet data. There is another dimension to this story that is worth exploring, and that is what the Catalyst engine means beyond the Denali. GE did not design a 1,300-horsepower turboprop for a single airframe application. The Catalyst is intended to be a platform engine, scalable and adaptable for multiple applications. There has been discussion about military variants, about unmanned aircraft applications, and about other potential commercial platforms. If the Catalyst proves itself in the Denali, it becomes available as a power plant option for any manufacturer looking at the single-engine turboprop space or adjacent markets. That is a big deal, because right now, Pratt and Whitney Canada essentially has a monopoly on turboprop engines in this class. The Catalyst introduces competition where there has been almost none for decades. Competition drives innovation. It drives down cost. It gives airframe manufacturers options. Even if you never fly a Denali, the existence of the Catalyst engine could make your next PT-6A-powered airplane better and cheaper to operate, because Pratt will have to respond. Let me talk briefly about the flight test program, because the data we do have is encouraging. Textron has been flying multiple Denali prototypes, and the reports from the flight test campaign suggest the airplane is meeting or exceeding its performance targets. The handling qualities have been described as excellent. The cockpit integration is reportedly seamless. The Catalyst has been accumulating test hours steadily, and GE has been working through the certification requirements methodically. Textron's leadership has been more cautious about committing to specific delivery dates after the earlier slips, which I actually view as a positive sign. Overpromising and underdelivering erodes trust. Underpromising and overdelivering builds it. If they say deliveries will begin and they actually begin, that matters more than hitting some aspirational date on a marketing slide. So, where does this leave us? The Beechcraft Denali is on paper the most technologically advanced single-engine turboprop ever designed. The Catalyst engine represents a genuine generational leap in propulsion technology for this class of aircraft. Additive manufacturing in a production aviation engine is not a gimmick. It is a fundamental change in how these machines are built, and the implications for weight, reliability, part count, and cost are real. But paper airplanes do not carry passengers, and they do not build hours. The Denali needs to get certified, it needs to get delivered, and then it needs to prove itself in the field over thousands and thousands of hours across dozens of operating environments. From hot and high to cold and icy, from paved runways to grass strips, from sea level to flight level 310. If it does that, Textron will have an airplane that reshapes the market, and GE will have an engine that reshapes how we think about turboprop propulsion for the next 30 years. If you want to dig deeper, GE Aerospace has published detailed material on the Catalyst program, and Textron Aviation's website has the current Denali specifications. Aviation Week has done excellent reporting on the flight test program. All worth your time. I'm Vector Moore at RadioHangar.com. Fly safe and fly curious.